Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, Upstate? How are you today? Refreshed, energized, so kind of fired up. So many good topics to get to with you on the show today. Excited to be here. Malden, what is going on? Pesler, what is going on? Pesler. Hey, I'm a big fan of Pez. By the way, Lonzo, you seem like you would have a collection of Pezes. Do you have a collection of Pezes?
I do not.
You do not?
Okay. I do not.
I do, believe it or not. I used to love those back in the day, man.
What is your collection? I mean, is it a certain sports?
I had like a Bugs Bunny one. I haven't seen him in years, but like, wasn't Pez the best candy in the world? In honor of the town of Pesler. You know, let's talk about Pez here to open it up. No, Pelzer. Great to talk to you guys today. Greer, Anderson, Malden, Spoitenboig, all the great towns in our area. It is so awesome to be here. We're loaded today, folks. We're loaded. We're back. We're energized. We're raring to go. We've got a ton of good stuff coming your way. Coming up in 15 minutes, coordinating producer Matt Hogan joins the show. He believes, and I totally disagree with him, that college football has a serious issue that is plaguing it. He's also, and Gamecocks fans, I want you to get your Spurs ready, okay? Because he's got something bad to say about your school and your prospects moving forward. That's Matt Hogan, okay? Remember, when you want to throw sharp, pointy things, that's Matt Hogan, not Mark Ryan, okay? Throw them in Matt Hogan's direction. Mark Ryan is on your side, especially if you don't get me ejected from Williams-Brice Stadium like the rest of you people, all right? I am completely and totally on your side. First show back, haven't seen you in a while. Lonzo, you had told me on Friday that a vacation for me is a vacation for you. So I'm meaning to ask you, how was your vacation, sir?
It was pretty peaceful until I had to run the majority of an 11-inning baseball game yesterday. So, other than that, it was all right.
I don't know how you guys work in terms of like when you have a vacation from your job, how do you operate at it? I avoid everything. At one point during my vacation, I saw that I had like 23 work emails and I was just like, nope, not going to.
Why are you even going on your email, period?
Well, it dings. You know, my phone dings. It gives me a little alert.
Turn
when
that
I have
stuff off.
Yeah,
man.
Well, you have your phone on you, right? So you see that you have emails, and I'm like, I'm
I
not
don't have my email
Did
on my
we
phone.
Have two shows the last 2 days?
We had a show and whatever a 30-minute show would be, yeah.
So we had Monday was a full show?
Yes, Monday was a full show.
And yesterday was a 30-minute show?
Yesterday was a
30-minute
show.
How's my guy Matt Harrop doing?
He's great.
He's great.
He does a good job.
He does a nice job.
He really enjoyed waiting too.
He enjoyed waiting on what?
Waiting for to do the show. I mean, think about it. He was there. He knew that we were having baseball. He knew he'd have to wait a little while.
Right.
Then they tied it, and then it went another inning. Then it went another inning. Then it went another inning. So you're waiting. That's the worst part about it because you don't know exactly when you're going to start, and logistically, are you going to start at like 12 after an hour or something like that? Which we're going to experience tomorrow because we do have Clemson baseball here tomorrow. And who knows when it will be over.
So what time does the game start tomorrow?
Pre-game 10:30, game start 11 a.m. So
we're not having a show tomorrow.
Sure we will. See, that was extra innings yesterday. That's not going to happen again. So we'll be on some time in the 2 o'clock hour.
Lonzo, here's my point. And this is not an anti-Clemson point in any way, shape, or form. But this is a real problem with baseball. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, the problems that baseball causes us, we're just radio people. But we need to be able to schedule things in our lives today, right? I mean, we need to be able to block things off and schedule things. Even when my folks and my sister's still here, bless her heart. My parents are on their way home. They just passed through Atlanta.
I'm disappointed because I thought your sister was going to join us for the entire show, and I was thinking of how pleasant it would be because it was very nice to meet her. Unfortunately, I couldn't talk a lot because I was dealing with problems of a technical aspect, which I really couldn't tell you about at the moment, at that time. So I didn't get a chance to talk to her, which I would have liked
to. She's lovely.
I don't understand how your sister and your mom and your dad are so nice. These are the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
What are you trying to say?
I do not.
Are you trying to say what happened to me?
Now, everyone has.
You've done.
There are black sheeps everywhere, and usually you can't figure out who they are. There's no doubt who the black sheep in your guys' family is.
Thanks, Lonzo. I appreciate that. I can always count on kind words coming from you. I also should confess, Lonzo, we snuck into your office when you weren't around, and if a couple of toys are missing from the toy collection.
As long as your sister took it,
I'm good with it. She lives in Boston.
I'm good with it. If you took it, that's a totally different story.
All right. Offsides with Mark Ryan is on your radio here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys on a hump day edition of the show. Going back to that point, though, we need to be able to schedule things in our life. And in baseball, you can't schedule a damn thing because it's the weather makes it unpredictable. The no clearly defined game time makes it unpredictable. Like clockwork, NFL games last 3 hours and 15 minutes. Like clockwork, NBA games last 2.5 hours. Like clockwork, college basketball games last 2 hours. Okay? Like clockwork, those are the time frames of each and every one of those games in each and every one of those sports. Right? But baseball, it's totally undefined, and it turns you off, and it turns me off, and it turns us all off. Don't you think I would like to know tomorrow? And then, again, this is no knock on Clemson, okay? Because there's a lot of Clemson baseball fans. There's a lot of South Carolina baseball fans, bless your hearts, okay? Certainly a lot of those people out there. And we're proud to carry Clemson games on this station. So I want to make this distinction very, very clear. But the sport of baseball itself is such a pain in the posterior, man, because, like, you know, if we're doing college basketball, tomorrow I know how long the show's going to be. NBA, I know how long the show's going to be. Right? Baseball, no idea. Lonzo, you're telling me pregame tomorrow 11. That means first pitch is at...
pregame 10:30.
First pitch is at 11.
Yes.
Post-game show?
Yeah, but the post-game doesn't... It lasts between 15 and 20 minutes.
We'll be on an hour and a half tomorrow. We'll have an hour and a half show.
So we'll have half the show.
Roughly.
Which is a lot more than what we had yesterday.
The show, but maybe none and maybe more. And you never know. You never know. If possible to plan for. Folks, we had an absolutely outstanding... I had an absolutely outstanding time the last few days with the folks. I want to thank you guys so much because all of you helped me plan the Greenville go-to, which was kind of my list of different areas, different things to see in the Upstate region. It is fantastic, and I'm so appreciative to the different suggestions that you gave us. Friday we ate at Local Q. Outstanding barbecue, Lonzo. If you haven't eaten there, you need to eat there. We got like this barbecue platter was to die for, all right? That was Friday afternoon. Saturday we went to the farmer's market downtown. Incredible. Incredible. Then we went to Falls Park on the Reedy. Lonzo, I know you don't like to get out, so I know you haven't been there, okay? But it was, let me just tell you, my sister was in the area for 20 hours and had been there. You've been here for 20 years and haven't been there.
You know, eventually I'm going to bring you to where I live, possibly, and then you will realize that I basically live in a park. Why do I want to go somewhere else?
Because it's a better park than that, man.
You don't know that.
Falls Park on the Reedy is the best park I've ever
seen. I have three creeks with waterfalls on my property. Thank you very much.
Sunday, we went to Sierra Nevada Brewery in the just south of Asheville. We went to Asheville itself. River Arts District in Asheville was incredible. Downtown Asheville, beautiful. Really, really fun time. Then we went to craft axe throwing here in this area. My sister beat my dad and I My mom didn't get one axe in the board. My dad, I think, got two axes in the board the entire time. My sister was really starting to get the hang of it, though.
Listen, so no offense, but having seen all of you, your sister would appear to be the most athletic, so it's not a surprise.
What is that supposed to mean?
Sorry.
What is that supposed to mean? I look more athletic than you. What does that say for you?
No, you don't.
I look absolutely more athletic
no,
than you.
No, you don't.
You don't look like you have one athletic bone in your body.
Whatever.
Yeah, you don't. All right, so Allison won. My sister won. Grace, she would be upset at me for saying that. She goes by Grace. Went to Ink and Ivy downtown. Awesome spot. Amazing goat cheeseburger. Then Monday, we went to Stax's Original Restaurant. Stax's Original, you know where that is? Stax's Original. Fantastic Greek chicken, are you kidding me? Was out of this world. Berry cobbler, mac and cheese. I'm telling you what, man, that was absolutely outstanding. We went to Table Rock State Park. We went to Pretty Place, prettiest place I've ever seen. Sidewall Pizza in Traveler's Rest wrapped it up. Gluten-free pizza. Oh, man, and they have homemade ice cream. Their Sidewall Pizza, they've got homemade ice cream, the best homemade ice cream you've ever had. I think they had, like, malted vanilla ice cream. And then I got, like, because I'm one of those weird, like, non-dairy people, I had coconut chocolate ice cream. It was, close your ears, Lonzo, it was orgasmic. It was insane. It was absolutely
so
insane.
So it's made out of coconut milk?
Is that coconut milk,
that's
yes.
Because I'm having the same dairy problems that you're having, so that sounds
it's
interesting.
It's insanely delicious. It's non-dairy ice cream, and you wouldn't think it would be good.
I didn't know they made non-dairy ice cream.
Then yesterday, we went to the Greenville Zoo. Never been there before. Outstanding zoo. Really, really good zoo.
It's small and tucked away, and you wouldn't even know it was
there. You've been
there? Yeah.
Oh, my God, you've been there.
Yes.
He's been there. Can you believe this?
Because I don't live in a zoo, but I do live in the woods.
Unbelievable. Your backyard is basically a zoo, Lonzo. And then we went to Clemson University yesterday, which Lonzo had recommended everybody. Lonzo had said, you got to check out Clemson before you get out of here. You absolutely
yes,
must
enjoy
see.
The farmland and the pastures and the smell.
You yeah. must see the beautiful Clemson University before you go. So we went to go see Clemson yesterday, and we ate at Willie Tacos yesterday as well, which was amazing. The food here is amazing. The people here are amazing. Like, my family's totally in love with this area. You know what I mean? And you know, they're trying. I don't know if you know this, Lonzo, but we have an opening here now, right? A full-time opening. And they're pushing my sister to try to go for the job here now. Yeah, they're pushing her to try to go for the gig. So everybody's in love with this area.
I didn't know we had an opening. As long as it's not mine,
It is yours, Lonzo. It is. Am I the one to break it to
cool.
you here?
Retirement, baby. Yeah, I've been thinking about that ever since you got here.
I didn't want to be the one to break it to you, Lonzo. But there's no telling who will make whom retire first, whether that's Lonzo to me or me to Lonzo. But it's a guarantee that one is going to do that to the other. All right, a guarantee. All right, coming up next on the show. We will actually get to some sports today on the show, believe it or not. He's got something mean and awful to say about South Carolina this year, and his panties are in a twist about one word having to do with both the NBA and a problem that plagues college football. He's Matt Hogan, coordinating producer. He's Lonzo Reitzel. He is the pain in the posterior executive producer. And my name, I'm merely Mark Ryan. We'll be right after this, right back after this, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope your week is going swimmingly. I'll tell you what. I have been bullish on the prospects of the South Carolina Gamecocks this year. They better not let me down. They better not let me down, because in my audition for this job, the very first words out of my mouth were not what's going on, Greenville. We're not anything other than The South Carolina Gamecocks will upset the Clemson Tigers this year. Okay? Then I have bet a colleague of mine here on ESPN Upstate. I bet Josh Phillips. I get South Carolina and 15 points this year in the Clemson game. I'm going to be right on that, folks. And despite the fact that South Carolina has the most brutal schedule in the country, no doubt about it, my opinion, they're going to surprise a lot of people this year. ESPN's Football Power Index has the Gamecocks as the 18th best team in the country. That's not per schedule, that's per talent, okay? Now, the 18th best team in the country can beat some of the teams on the schedule right here. They can. Jake Bentley is a senior quarterback. You know, I love how everyone dogs Jake Bentley despite the fact that he shredded Clemson's secondary. Absolutely shredded them. And if you're a Clemson fan, shame on you because you know I'm right. Absolutely shredded that secondary in the Palmetto Bowl this year. So we bring in right now a good friend of the show, according to producer of the show, future Carolina Panthers employee, Matt Hogan now joins us on the line. Matt, I'm going to butter you up for the fall here, my friend. How you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Man, I'm doing really, really well. So everybody knows at this point that the over-under win total for the Gamecocks this year is 6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 6 wins, which I'm always confused as to how that works. Does that include a bowl game?
I think it's just the regular season because you can't predict something that isn't
so if you won your sixth game in the let's say the over under was 7 and you won this seventh game in the bowl game, that doesn't count?
No, because it's not on the schedule.
It's not on the schedule in the regular season, just like the SEC championship game wouldn't be on the schedule yet. Okay, so it's out of the 12 games that you see on the regular season schedule. Mm-hmm. The Gamecocks, you like it when they give you the half, 5.5, 6.5, because then it's easy. Mm-hmm. You got to be a whole win better than that for South Carolina. And you know what? I have them 2 whole wins better than that. I have the Gamecocks this year going 8-4 against that schedule. Now let's look at this. UNC to me is a win. Charleston Southern is a win. Okay. Other potential wins. I think they could win at Missouri. I think they could win. They could beat Kentucky. Look, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, Clemson and Alabama, those are really, really difficult games. But I think they shock the nation this year. I think they win one of the following three, Clemson, Florida, or Georgia, and they'll win the rest of the games on their schedule. I have the Gamecocks going 8-4. Matt, tell our audience why Gamecocks Nation should be throwing sharp, pointy objects at you.
Well, I think they're, for me, it's 5 to 7 wins for me.
Oof.
I think UNC to start the season off, I think that's a win. Although, you know, last time they played, it was a really close game. But UNC went 2-9 last year. I don't think they've made much changes. So I think they're going to win that one. Charleston Southern, easy W. Alabama, forget about it. Then you got Missouri and Kentucky. These two games right there, they're...
Kelly Bryant now in Missouri.
Exactly. And last year, that was a shootout. It was
What has Kentucky beaten South Carolina
five years in a row.
Right?
5 years in a row they've beaten them. You know, Missouri went 8-5 last year. They weren't even expected to. Now they have a better quarterback, better offense. And
better
last
quarterback?
Kelly Bryant.
No. He's not better than Drew Locke.
Not better,
Are you
but
kidding
I think
me?
I think he's just as good. Maybe
I don't
not
know
better.
About that.
I think he's a really good
he
quarterback.
He is a proven quarterback with championship experience.
And he scored 7 points against Alabama.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, USC won that game 37-35 last year. I think it's going to be a shootout again, and it's on the road this time. That's not a guaranteed W, and neither is Kentucky. They've lost 5 straight years. There's nothing about that leads me to believe that Muschamp can do it. Georgia, no way. Florida, maybe, but probably not.
In Williams-Brice Stadium, and I'm a Gator, that's a winnable game for South Carolina.
I think it's unlikely that they'll win that game. I think Florida's leaps and bounds better than South Carolina.
South Carolina's leaps and better than Tennessee. Leaps
well,
and bounds better than
I haven't beaten Tennessee.
I'm looking at your notes here. It says lost win.
No. Look, I got UNC W, Charleston Southern, excuse me, W. Then you go down here, Missouri, Kentucky, toss up on both of those. And then I have Tennessee W, Vanderbilt W, and App State W. That's it. I'm giving them 5 wins that are guaranteed. And then Missouri and Kentucky, those are the two that are going to decide Muschamp's job. If he loses to Kentucky 6 years in a row, doesn't pull one off against Missouri, doesn't upset anybody else and wins 5 games, I know it's a tough schedule, but you're not even beating teams like Missouri, Kentucky. Like, you're not beating anybody. Why would you
do
that guy?
I do not believe that Will Muschamp's job this season is in jeopardy.
But
you're in disagreement with that?
If he wins 4 or 5 games, yeah, I think...
I don't think there's anything he can do short of going 2-10. that would cost him
his job this year. They win four games, none of them being against Clemson, Alabama, or Georgia.
I think everybody knows how difficult the schedule is. I think they want to give him another year to build the recruiting base, right? And I think they're going to be patient with him.
I think the biggest game of the year for this team is going to be Missouri and Kentucky. Those are the two big games. I think if they lose one of those games, it is going to be an ugly race to the finish. And I think the UNC game isn't a lock. I think that's going to be a tough game to open
up. Yeah, it'll be. I mean, it'll that's be a tough game. Mac Brown, new UNC coach. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But what gimme games are on the schedule for South Carolina? You have App State, who might be a gimme game.
They challenge a lot of people. They almost beat Penn State.
Charleston Southern's a gimme game. So maybe out of 12, you have two gimme games. There's a lot of teams that would go 5-7 in this schedule.
Sure.
A lot of teams. FPI says this is the 18th best team in America. Okay.
What is Muschamp's signature win? He's been there, what, this is his fourth year now? Who has he beaten? He hasn't beaten anybody.
Okay, well, he's beaten Florida.
Okay. Number 13, Florida.
Okay, he's beaten Florida. And
when they were not very good.
Right? So when they're not very good. But, I mean, it's a big program name win. He doesn't have a signature win, but he needs time. And he's also, through 4 years, got the second-best record through 4 years of any coach in South Carolina history.
Spurrier beat Florida. Spurrier beat Clemson 5 years in a row. There's no signature win. He hasn't beaten Clemson.
This ain't Spurrier's Clemson.
Or USC. Yeah, I know.
You understand that? No, this ain't Spurrier's Clemson. This isn't the Clemson that Spurrier saw when he was there.
They were pretty good. They had Taj Boyd and Sammy Watkins. They were on the cusp of something great down there.
In that particular time, Clemson was a B grade. Clemson was a B grade program. They've since become the example for all of college football. There's no doubt about that. So if I'm saying you pick a definitive number for win total, pick a definitive number, South Carolina this year, I'm going 8-4.
Man, it's really hard to give them 7. I want to say 6, but just for the sake of argument, I'll go under and say 5. I think they're going to have a really nasty season.
5-7, 8-4. Let's go to our resident Gamecocks homer and Lonzo Reitzel to break the tie. Who is closer, Lonzo? 5-7 for Matt Hogan, 8-4 for Mark Ryan. Break the tie.
I'm going to go 7-5.
There you go.
So
I win.
Mark Ryan wins.
I win. There you go.
It's his show. Of course he wins.
Well, listen, I believe, and this is kind of a life philosophy for me as well. I believe that through tribulation, there's always opportunity. And I think there's opportunity. Number one, you know, Clemson doesn't get any better beating up on the All Cupcakes Conference, right? We're going to share with you some numbers a little bit later in the show that show you just how dominant they've been versus their conference brethren. Playing this schedule is going to be great for the Gamecocks long term. I mean, I love the toughness training that they're going to get this season. And if Gamecocks fans, you know, can see it in that light that, hey, you know, we're really building our chops for a run the next few years by having a schedule like this, I think there's opportunity here. If you're looking at it in terms of we need to go 10-2, this isn't the year for that, right?
Who's to say that? I mean, obviously you can't predict this, but who's to say the South Carolina team isn't just completely wiped out and injured by the time Tennessee even rolls around? You got Alabama, Missouri, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, all in a row. That is brutal for a team that actually has a history of not being prepared and strengthened, and they get injured a lot.
But if you go to a bowl game with this schedule, you've accomplished something, right?
For
South Carolina, no doubt about it.
Yeah, in the state of their program, yeah. You go to a bowl game and win a bowl game with this schedule, yeah, I'll give you that.
1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Coordinating producer of Offsides with Mark Ryan, Matt Hogan, has the Gamecocks going 5-7 this year. I say 8-4. Who's right? Who's wrong? Your thoughts welcome. Text line is there for you as well. 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. The other thing I want to get to you is you feel, Matt, that the college football playoff has become as predictable as the NBA. And you and I were kicking this around. We were talking about this before the show today. I do think predictability is an issue. No one wants to see a movie the fourth time when they already know the ending, even movies that you like, right?
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption is a top five movie for me. I can't sit down and watch that over and over and over again. I'd rather see something I haven't seen before. And it's just the way that it is. But in my belief, it is my belief that the NBA has a preventable predictability problem that they are causing themselves. My solution to what ails the NBA, and I've shared this on the show, is that I think you should have one max player per team, period. You only should be allowed one max player per team. The second highest paid player per team should make a minimum of $5 million less annually than your one max player. Then you could have a situation where you have a Boogie Cousins on your team who takes way less money, but you'd be asking players to take a major sacrifice financially, and most guys wouldn't do that. That, to me, solves the super team era in the NBA. I would agree with you that college football has a predictability problem with Clemson and in Alabama, but it's through no fault of their own. So what is your beef here exactly?
My beef is that the teams, the Power Five conference teams, are not on the same page about scheduling. You have a bunch of teams that at first, when this whole playoff thing started, you had teams going out and scheduling a bunch of opponents. But now, because you have examples like when Washington and TCU kind of got pushed out of the playoffs a few years back, the incentive for teams like Alabama to schedule tough opponents, or Clemson, or teams that are almost a pencil in, if you're Michigan, as long as you go undefeated, you're in the playoffs. It doesn't matter who you play. And I think the incentive to scheduling more competitive games, Alabama, their non-conference schedule, Duke, neutral site, it's in Atlanta, Duke, New Mexico State, Southern Miss, and Western Carolina. That's garbage. I don't care that they're in the SEC. That's garbage. You can't schedule those teams and still be respected. Clemson, yeah, they have A&M, but other than that, they have UNC, Charlotte, Wofford, and the Gamecocks. And the Gamecocks is kind of a
mandatory thing. Well,
wait a
minute. They play two SEC teams.
I'm saying it's a lot less worse.
You cannot dig on Clemson's non-conference when they play two SEC teams.
Sure, but look at the regular season, which I know they can't control, but their conference schedule is a joke because they play in a joke conference. So if you play in a joke conference, you should schedule.
Well, they did. Texas A&M,
but then you have
South Carolina.
I don't think it should be allowed for Power Five schools to schedule teams like UNC, Charlotte, Wofford, Western Carolina.
Okay, well, Wofford,
Southern
you
got
to understand they play a rotation of the smaller schools here, right?
Stop it.
They have to. It's important for Furman to be able to play Clemson. It's important for Wofford to be able to play Clemson.
Why? You know, they're not on the same level.
That's a big money draw for those schools.
They should play Southside Christian down the road too. While they're at it.
Well, okay. I mean, so are Sisters of the Poor not available?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they're available. Well, here's – okay.
So, I'm not dogging on Clemson. Clemson actually has scheduled decent opponents.
I agree with you. I am tired of seeing Clemson and Alabama in the college football playoff. I am tired of seeing that. But I do not believe that is the fault of Clemson or Alabama, nor do I believe it's the fault of the system. I believe we have two coaches. And coaches – you know, no program in college football is bigger let me rephrase that. Everyone always likes to say our program is bigger than one man. No, it's not. No, it's not. Clemson football goes as far as Dabo Sweeney will take it, and if Dabo Sweeney leaves, Clemson football will be mediocre again. I've seen it happen with Florida. Before Dabo Sweeney got to Clemson, and for most of the last 30 years, Florida's been a better football program than Clemson, ranking overall as a program. You have a mediocre coach, you get mediocre results. Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban are head and shoulders above every other coach in college football, so you can't penalize them. I think the NBA system is the problem. I think the level of proficiency of Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney is the problem.
The problem for me is that if you look at it's very reasonable to look at Clemson's schedule and say that they, by the season's end, they'll have two or three ranked opponents on their schedule. Whether that's a fault of their own or not, it doesn't matter. But if a team like, let's say UCF a couple years ago, and I'm not saying that they should be in the national championship. All I'm saying is if a team like UCF plays a bad schedule but ends up with three wins over three ranked teams, they're ranked 10th. And you have teams like Clemson who could be in this, or Alabama, or any team, fill in the blank. They could have the same exact results, and just because they're Clemson or they're Alabama or they're Michigan, they're going to get the top four ranking. I don't think that's right. I think there's too much bias and there's too much brand name in college football, and I don't know how to necessarily fix that, but I think adding more teams to the playoffs gives more teams an opportunity to get in, and then once you're in, you can have a UCF go up against Alabama and they can settle the debate on the field rather than have this year-long conversation of, oh, well, UCF, you know, should have deserved a shot or not. I'm tired of the brand names. Michigan could literally go. Notre Dame is the worst. It's the worst of the whole problem because they don't play anybody. They don't have a schedule. They don't have a conference. They just play whoever they want, And then no matter what, as long as they go undefeated, even without a conference championship, they're going to be in the debate at the end of the year.
And Notre Dame will always be one loss ahead of other teams, right? Because of the cachet of their name.
And that's silly.
And that's just how it is. And it's also why I don't like any of the preseason polls. I don't think we should have any polls in college football until October.
Agreed.
100%. Until we're able to see, because otherwise, you know, you've got, let's say Boise State is outstanding this year. They start the year unranked. Georgia's top five, right?
And they're average.
And let's say Georgia's mediocre. Well, Georgia will always be one loss ahead of Boise State the entire year.
Always.
Boise State would have to go 4-0 to get ranked. Let's say Georgia gets whooped by 3 touchdowns. Georgia and Boise State will be about the same place. Georgia will have one loss, Boise State none. And Boise State a lot of times plays a good non-conference schedule. So I agree with you there. But I don't think college football is in danger. Whereas I do feel like the NBA is in danger moving forward, because there is zero drama to the sport, and there's zero drama to the sport without Kevin Durant even playing, without Boogie Cousins even playing, without Andre Iguodala even playing for them to get by Portland.
College football is never going to be in danger in America. I think it's way too big of a sport. It's arguably the biggest sport, especially in the South. Football is king. There's no doubt about that. But I will say, I think it would be more interesting. I think it would be more enjoyable if they had 8 teams. And you have to cap it at 8. You can't get bigger than that. But if you have 6 or 8 teams, I think it does open, it makes it more of an inclusive sport, and you can have more teams competing at the very end. And you can finally settle the decade or two long debate of teams like Boise State and even the fringe teams like an Iowa State. Iowa State's a pretty good football team. Who's to say if they don't win 10 games this year, they make it to number 8, they're in the playoffs, and who knows, maybe they upset a team like Clemson. I'm not saying they're better than Clemson, but I think that just makes the sport more interesting, and I don't necessarily think it diminishes the regular season games like everybody's afraid of.
Matt Hogan, coordinating producer of Offsides with Mark Ryan and a new employee of the Carolina Panthers, will be producing for the Carolina Panthers coming up next month. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, man.
All right, up next, you've watched Game of Thrones. I've watched Game of Thrones, but if the main characters were sports figures, who would they be? That and so much more is coming your way right here on the most interactive sports radio program in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing? Offsides with Mark Ryan is in your ear canals right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day to you. Hopefully we'll help get you over it. Lots of fun stuff coming your way between now and 4 p.m. in this particular segment. Did you watch the finale of Game of Thrones? Got to see it with the whole family. Mom was a little bit begrudgingly. She's not down with the dragon. She's not down with the medieval. She's not down with the decapitations, all that stuff. But managed to convince her to watch the last 3 episodes with us. So we had mom, we had dad, we had sister, we had yours truly, all geeked up and watching the last 3 episodes of Game of Thrones. I don't know how you felt about it. I'm in the minority. I loved the last season. I really, really did. until the last episode. The last episode really spoiled my spuds. You know, it really browned my boxers. And I'll tell you, it's unfortunate because it kind of mars an otherwise amazing series, perhaps one of the top five series of all time. But I was thinking about this, like, the main characters are analogous to so much in life, right? That they're analogous to so much that you see and experience
in life.
That's
a big word. I don't think we normally would use that word on this station.
What's your issue, man?
I don't think Sturge could spell that. There's just no way.
I felt a tinge of real intelligence when that word left my mouth just now, Lonzo. Okay, so I want you to just let me have that moment, if you would. Okay. But I was thinking about this, and I wanted to go through the eight main characters of that series, right? And if they were sports figures, who would they be? Now, Lonzo, I think you'll be able to relate to this, and you're not a Game of Thrones watcher, although you should be. And if you are not a Game of Thrones watcher, I think you'll be able to relate to this as well. You'll especially be able to relate if you dig the show as much as I do. So without further ado, ah, yes. Man, this song makes me feel like I'm getting ready for freaking battle. Does it do the same to you guys? I mean, it just gets, man. If there's a better song for a show, I don't know what it is. In the history of mankind, I don't know what it is. All right. So, Bran, and by the way, if you haven't yet seen the finale of Game of Thrones and you want to, all right, here is your chance to turn the station for the rest of the segment, because I'm about to drop some spoilers on your head. All right, it's about to happen, so be forewarned. Bran, ruler of the Iron Throne, all right, the guy who's awarded everything for doing nothing. He's been awarded everything. Who does he remind you in sports, right? Guy sits in a wheelchair all day long. I realize that's not his fault. I realize he's paralyzed, but his character's dumb. Like, I mean, what did he do to deserve all the praise, all of the kingdoms that have been awarded to him? Well, he reminds me of Jimmy Garoppolo, Lonzo. Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback, was at one point the highest paid quarterback in the NFL a year ago, with five starts under his belt. Awarded everything for having done nothing. And oh, by the way, San Francisco looked pathetic last year before he got injured. Awarded everything for doing nothing. You see what I'm saying? Jimmy Garoppolo is Bran from Game of Thrones. How about Daenerys Targaryen, mother of dragons? We liked her. We loved her. Some of us fantasized about her. My friend said that. I'm speaking for a friend. But we've turned on her. Okay? All of us turned on her in the last couple of episodes of Game of Thrones. We've also turned on LeBron James. He is the chosen one in his mind only, but not really. We liked LeBron James. We've turned on LeBron James because going to LA wasn't about winning for LeBron James. It was about building his empire, building his brand. Daenerys ruling the Seven Kingdoms wasn't about philanthropy. It was about her greed. In the end, it was about her desire, her need for power, exactly like LeBron James. We used to love her, but we had to kill her. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Jon Snow is up next. Now, Jon Snow, my opinion, okay, is the true hero of the entire show, but he never receives proper recognition for all of the great things that he does. Started as a bastard child, right? Was spat on literally and figuratively by everyone in the cast, right? I mean, that was the case for one Jon Snow. But the reality is he's the guy that makes it all happen. He's the best soldier. He's got the best morals. Everybody that's affiliated with him in the show absolutely loves him. True hero, never gets his just due. That, to me, is two people in sports, Steve Kerr and Dabo Swinney before the last couple of years. Now, you can't say Dabo Swinney 10 years, $93 million isn't getting the credit he deserves. But for a long time, that was the case. How about Arya Stark? Arya Stark, the little one, is she's an assassin in a package you would never foresee. You would never foresee that the best assassin in the world would appear the way that she does. Who does she remind us of in sports? Steph Curry. Steph Curry is sports' greatest assassin. The greatest assassin in sports. He looks like a child. The only reason you don't think such is because he has a beard. He looks like he's 12 years old. Greatest assassin in sports, and you'd never know it by his appearance. Same way with Arya Stark. Arya Stark, as you know, assassinated the Night King. Greatest assassin in all of Game of Thrones, just like Steph Curry as well. Okay, we will finish our Game of Thrones characters in sports, and we will do that on the flip side of this break with Cersei, Sansa, Jaime Lannister, and Tyrion. Coming your way next, only on Offsides with Mark Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Hump Day edition of the show. You know, we were talking earlier. I was debating with coordinating producer Matt Hogan about South Carolina. I think South Carolina is one of the surprise teams in college football next year. I think they go 8-4. I love my bet with Josh Phillips where I get the Gamecocks in 15 points against Clemson. They have 5 brutally tough games. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M. And I think they win one of them, and I think they win the rest of their games, and I think they go 8-4. Matt Hogan says 5-7. We also debated about the predictability problem in college football, but see, I think the NBA is to blame for their own predictability problem. Say that 3 times fast. I don't think, you know, I do agree that Clemson and Alabama's dominance is a problem if you're not a fan of those two schools. It's getting kind of boring, if I'm honest with you, the same two schools each and every year. But it's, you know, you can't change the system because of that. It's not, you know, it's Dabo and Nick Saban are screaming from the top of a mountain, "Don't hate me because I'm beautiful." It's not their damn fault. The rest of college football's got to get better. On that note, Daryl wants to join us, and he's up next. Daryl, thanks so much for the call. You're Offsides.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I've been listening to you since you got here. And you were talking about in-state, like, mediocre.
Daryl, just want to let you know we have about 60 seconds for you, okay?
I got you. Mediocre in-state college football.
Sure.
Wofford, Citadel. I think a lot of times it's because they do it to keep the money in the state and to help the smaller schools.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that, and I fully support that, Daryl. I fully support Clemson playing Wofford and Furman and rotating them. I really do.
Yeah, and I do too. And, you know, you do it from state to state. And, you know, that's probably why they do it, to keep the money in the state and help the smaller schools. And last but not least, the best theme song maybe of any TV program is Hawaii Five-0. Maybe.
Oh, we're going to play that for you, Daryl. We're gonna get that queued up and ready for you. Thanks so much for the call, buddy. Do greatly appreciate it. Yeah, you know, you could be critical of Clemson for playing the likes of Wofford and Furman, but that's a cool local state thing. I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.